Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Reagan Kalk on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. It's time for our afternoon wrap-up. All the market details coming up after this on K101.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission says it's time for the 2024 OSU Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours between now and the latter part of May. 16 locations are set for 2024. These events are being put on by OSU Extension and OSU Ag Research, supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation, made possible with funding from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We'll have a chance to see many of the OSU wheat varieties that are now available to wheat producers in the region, as well as several of the experimentals that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team continue to work on here in 2024. To get all the details about the 2024 wheat plot tours in your area, go to okwheat.org and scroll down to the OSU Wheat Variety Testing Plot Tour schedule. You can also find all the details on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, on our calendar page. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
The livestock complex traded mostly lower into Wednesday's noon hour as traders lacked substantial support from the market's fundamentals to justify trading contracts higher. At this point, it's looking like the week's trade will be delayed until Thursday or Friday. Thankfully, the cattle complex isn't seeing as severe a descent as the market did throughout Tuesday's trade, but the vast majority of the live cattle contracts are still trading lower. The spot June and nearby August 2024 contracts are the only 2 months trading higher, and only modestly so. The slight support in the nearby contracts is likely just an attempt to recover some position, as traders dumped the market dramatically Tuesday after hearing USDA would begin testing ground beef for avian influenza. No cash cattle trade has developed at this point in the week, and without much packer interest noted in the market, the week's trade will likely be delayed until Thursday or later. Boxed beef prices are lower. Choice is down 45 cents and Select is down a dollar and a penny, with a movement of 90 loads. The lean hog complex at Wednesday's start appeared as though the market had adequate support to trade higher, but that idea quickly failed. Pork cutout values are down slightly, and given that the belly is the leading cause of why the carcass price is lower, it's likely afternoon's carcass price could be weaker as well. Traders are hoping for a fruitful export report on Thursday morning, but time will only tell. Corn futures were flat to a penny lower at midday on Wednesday. Soybean futures were 6 to 8 cents higher. Wheat futures were 2 to 9 cents lower at midday. The Plains will see seasonal to above normal temps to push the crop along, with better overall rain chances expected into early May. The Western Plains are expected to struggle the most, with some storms out there Tuesday, while Black Sea concerns should ease in the short term, with the extended forecast being watched for further pattern change. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
June live cattle were down $1.12 at $173.85. August closed down $2 at $171.10. October was down $2.20 at $174.85. May feeder cattle were down $3.15 at $241.42. August was down $3.75 at $251.75. September feeder cattle closed down $3.87 at $252.60. Kansas City hard red winter wheat for July closed down 10 and a quarter at $6.25. September was down 9 and a half at $6.38.5. Chicago wheat for July closed down 4 even at $5.99 and a quarter. September was down 3 and a quarter at $6.19. July corn closed up 4 even at $4.50 and 3 quarters. December was up 3 and a quarter at $4.72 and 3 quarters. May soybeans closed up 10 and a quarter at $11.55 and 3 quarters. July was up 7 and a quarter at $11.70 and a quarter. July cotton closed down 192 points at $76.51. December was down 166 points at $75.17.
That's a wrap of your afternoon agricultural news and markets. I'm Reagan Kalk at the Oklahoma Farm Report.